If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts, and thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT 88.1 FM on your dial on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And right now, we'd like you to call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that Moments of Inspiration is now on the air with your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, and my beautiful wife of 26 years, none other than
Minister Mildred Townsend.
Amen. We're just so delighted to be with you on this beautiful day. Brothers and sisters, amen. We thank you and want you to know that this day was made primarily with you in mind. That's right. No matter what it is that you are going through, no matter what shortcomings you are experiencing in life, no matter what technicalities are unfolding day to day, Jesus Christ, our Lord God Savior, is still in charge. On that note, we're going to go, as always, before the throne of grace with a scripture and in prayer, and then we'll be getting right back into it. You know, we've been in the arena of marriage and the family, an institution that the enemy is desperately seeking to destroy. It doesn't matter how long you've been married. Doesn't matter how short you've been married. Doesn't matter if you're even entertaining the thought about getting married. That institution is one that Satan hates, and he hates it. And I tell you what, it doesn't matter. He will get in it, but you know what? They say a chain can only break because of the weakest link that it has. And what we're equipping you to do is to understand how the enemy tries to make you be that weak link so that he can cause a breakage in your chain. On that note, we're going to ask Minister Miller to come with the scripture and take us before the throne of grace in prayer in Jesus' name.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among his people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wonderful works. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you again, Lord, thanking and praising you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you've made. Lord, thanking you because you didn't have to do it. Once again, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, because you're truly the only true friend we have. Lord, we can truly go to you in need. Lord, we thank you today, as we always say, Lord, as we always pray, God, for the bereaved today, Lord, that you will comfort them like never before. Lord God, for the sick, for the homeless, for all of your people, God, they need you right now. Father, on the behalf of them, we stand in the gap and say, have mercy upon them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, we thank you for all that you're already going to do for your people. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we just couldn't praise you enough. We couldn't thank you enough, Lord. And for that alone, Lord God, we can thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear thee. Burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Truly, brothers and sisters, you must tell Jesus. And in telling him, we would like to offer up expressions of prayers for the Jacob family on this afternoon. We would like to say a hearty God bless you to all of the Jacob family. And I want my brothers and sisters out there to lift up the Jacob family in prayer. That's right, Sister Jocelyn Jacob of 88.1, who mother went on to go on into glory. She passed away on last week. And we want you all to keep them lifted up in prayer. They're having this service even now as we speak this afternoon. So we want you to just keep them lifted out up in prayer throughout all of the weeks to come. Amen. And if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that she was around 90 years old, Minister Mildred. But nevertheless, when a person's family members leave here, you certainly don't want to let them go. So on that note, we're going to give it to Mr. Mildred. She may have some shouts out or some people acknowledgments to that stand with us in this ministry. And again, just want you to keep the Jacob family lifted up in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. I can concur that too, and really feel the need for to pray for bereaved families everywhere, because this is happening all the time, each and every day. So we just continuously lift them up before the Lord. Right now, we just want to thank you for all the ones that continuously bless our ministry. Amen. And we just thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you that the ones that has been with us for years. Amen. We just didn't come to this radio station and just, you know, started the ministry. It's been over 10 years or plus. This is the 11th year. So we just thank God. We thank God for what he's doing. We continue to lift up God's people. Amen. And I don't have a list, but the ones that are listening that know that they have been a blessing to us, even the prayers. We solicit all of that from you. We solicit prayers and, you know, blessings that you could sow into the ministry. We just thank God. Amen. We're not the one to beg. No, we don't do that. We know God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And we just trust God. That's what we do. Amen. And we just want to thank each and every one of you that always blesses us, and thank God for you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Amen. Well, we just thank and praise God. As we said before, I didn't get a chance to hear exactly what Minister Miller was talking about because I was on the phone. But nevertheless, we just thank and praise God for everything that he's done, everything that he is doing. And brothers and sisters, I want to make you aware, amen, that no matter what it is that you're going through, praise be to God, that Jesus Christ is still in charge. I can't reiterate that enough. No matter what, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will constantly lift up a standard against him. And when I look around and I see the devastation of what's taking place, I was on the internet the other day, me and Minister Mildred, and we seen over in Nigeria, Africa, where a young, beautiful woman who seen where she had been brutally beaten by her husband. Amen. It was very devastating to look upon something like that. But yet and still, these things are prominent even in the body of Christ today, Minister Mildred.
Yes.
Where husbands are brutalizing their wives. And in some cases, wives are brutalizing their husbands. Hey, we saw one segment where a young lady over in Africa started beating her husband. It wasn't funny, but she actually started beating him. But this thing about brutality and battering is prevalent. And I'm not going to say in the body of Christ, because that's not a part of the body of Christ. But it is prevalent in church folk today. It is very prevalent in church folk today, where this young man had just brutally beaten his wife. And I don't know if that's a custom over in Nigeria, but I tell you what, it needs to come to an abrupt halt right now. No man has a right to put his hand on his wife. And I know some demons out there are saying, well, Bishop Townsend, yeah, you don't know what they're doing. Well, no. It's better for you to go your way and that person to go their way, Minister Mildred, than for people to be. There's even a scripture that says it's better for a man to live on a rooftop than inside the house with a brawling woman. Now, brawling woman means that she's a fighter. Amen. She herself is a fighter, and it's better, amen, for you to go your separate way. Because when it's all said and done, we don't brutalize our children. And when I saw that woman, Minister Mildred, she looked as though she was dead. How did she look to you?
Yeah, she looked it bad, but I was just taking it a little further. I was thinking to myself, and I was saying, you know, this is said in Nigeria, but here in the States, amen, where in the church, where this is going on prevalently. And many times the overseer or someone, they don't want to sit these men down. They say something to the point of, we want to protect his anointing. and all that foolishness, you know. But how in the world you can protect? What kind of anointing is that when you beat up your wife and brutalize her and leave her literally look like she dead? But, you know, these are the things that are happening. These are the things that, thank God for, you know, a lot of time we said that each generation get weaker and wiser. But I thank God for the internet because there's so many good things for it, you know, on there. And it shows you so much what's going on. You know, it can't. A lot of time it ain't in the closet like it used to be. Amen. When they hit, where the men of so-called men of God are hiding things. Now it come out. And, you know, your children call and tell on you. Amen. Many things will happen. So I thank God for the internet because it's really letting you know that Satan can't do what he used to do and get by with it. He would be exposed for the wrongdoing that he's doing.
Well, unfortunately, the article that we did see was posted by a quote-unquote pastor who wanted to make it look as though that this was a pastor, and that itself was a lie. But I can't say, and I heard you mention, you said, well, you know, this is happening right here in America, and I can't say of any instances personally that I know of, but I do know in some homes where this domestic violence is taking place in many areas, and in many cases it's done behind closed doors. Now, as far as protecting the anointing, where did that come from? Did that come from that same segment that we read where this man allegedly posted that?
No, I've read that many occasions on many times in the different websites.
That's absurd, too.
And it's in the church.
There is no anointing on any man or woman who puts their hand to attack their wife in that case. You know, years ago, even when it came to common courtesy, you know, many fathers taught their sons that, you know what, it's best to just walk away in the event because it's a weak man actually that hits a woman. You're very weak when you beat up on a woman because, number one, the Word of God says, Minister Mildred, for us to admonish them as the weaker vessel. And that's not just from a physiological perspective, but that's from a emotional perspective. You know, God made men to be a little bit more rational than he did women. And because women become emotional, we live in a society, and the church is responsible for helping the men to. They should teach men to identify with their emotions. But when we get back to that, Minister Mildred, growing up as a child, did you see many people that you knew, and I'm not just talking about in the church, but did you see many people that you knew where husbands were abusive to wives or mothers or where they were brutalized by their husbands? And that's a common practice in many cases in the southern lands. I didn't see that growing up in the metropolitan areas. I did see domestic violence among young people as opposed to families because we grew up in the projects. Up in the housing authority, and I didn't see a lot of that, but what I did see was guys who had five or six girlfriends, babies by different. But coming up in a southern area, did you see that type of lifestyle among, you know, quote unquote the country folk, the plantation folk? Was that prominent back in that era?
You know, the enemy. One thing about Satan, he's everywhere, and being that you didn't see it there in the metropolitan area. Still didn't mean that he wasn't there.
Exactly.
And then, like I was saying earlier, thank God for, you know, media, the social media in a way, because it shows us things that's going on. It shows you everything that's going on. And the devil, even though it wasn't exposed then, it was in the closet in most cases, but now today on a broader level, it's been exposed and everybody hear about it. But it's been going on all the time because, see, Satan been there all the time. And he's the corporate behind all of these things that are happening like that.
Well, and I agree with you. What would make a woman, because this was exposed or hid even back then, but it's exposed now, what would even make a woman want to stay with a man that is abusive and mistreating? And I know even if it's happening in the church like that, there's no preacher in this world that could tell me that we don't want to discredit sister girl, a brother man's anointing by bringing this forward. And even if they did seek to keep him, quote unquote, unexposed, what possibly could a sister be thinking about that would make her want to stay with this type of abuse?
Many times these cult-like, because that's what it is, because if you're in a relationship when you know that one blow could basically kill you.
Yes. Yeah.
And you have to be really, your mind has to been got to be mixed up there, because there's no way that you are supposed to stay in a situation where there's abuse at, be it men or women, you know, against whoever. It's wrong, and it's got to be stopped, and you can't stay in that. And if a relationship out there, even now, you knowing that that could be your last, you know, day, a moment when he come in, or vice versa, whatever it is, the situation when there's violent going on. You don't need to be in a relationship like that. You can't, you know, afford that one moment. Get out of that relationship.
Well, let me ask this, Minister Miller, because again, most families, most marriages, most men, most women are greatly affected by the way that they were raised. We speak about infidelity. We speak about cheating. We speak about all of these things. We speak about abuse. But, and again, it goes back, even in the church, most people, when they're looking for spouses, when they're looking for husbands, when they're looking for wives, most girls are looking for husbands like they're who? You'd
like
say.
Their dad.
Like their dad. Mm-hmm. But now what happens if that dad was an abusive man? And when I say abuse, we just limit it to beating. But isn't it abusive if that husband is cheating on his wife? Isn't that still abusive?
All of those abusive cases.
Isn't it abusive if that wife is verbally assaulting her husband?
All of that could be abusive, yes.
Could be or is.
Could be, because it depends.
You're saying
the degree of. No. I said if it's offensive, if she just curse occasionally, I guess that's not. If you're saying that somebody just cursing and just a cursor, yes,
that's abusive. Yeah, but we're not talking about people outside the church or in the church. We're just talking about from a humanistic perspective, a perspective to where the Word of God says, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you."
You would do unto others as they would. Yes, in that sense, it is. But if we're saying that. Regardless of what form of abuse it is, it's never God's plan. It's always Satan behind it. That's who's behind all of this, you know, confrontational stuff. It's him. He's the one behind it. And until we give over, like we always say, to the things of God, these are the things we're going to keep repeating. These are the things that's going to keep on repeating itself over and over, and you're going to go through the same thing over and over. Until you yield and surrender over to the ways of God. And you will find that out in his word. You will find that out in his word. The things that we are to do to make our marriage better. Amen. First of all, be obedient to the things of God. And then cry out to God. God said he will not hold no good thing from us.
Now, I'm glad you said that, because there's some women out there right now. And they're listening. And you're saying, be obedient to the things of God. Now, as a wife, married 26 years, what inspiration, what encouragement, what rule of thumb can you share with that potential wife or that wife that is out there experiencing? Because we've had some call that says, you know, my husband is abusive. You know, he curses me out. He's not loving. He's not affectionate. You know, we don't do anything together. I mean, things are happening, you know, and we sleep in separate beds. You know, I bring my money home. He does what he wants with his money. I does what I want with my money. When you begin to give that illustration, being obedient to the things of God, and I'm glad you brought something else up, too, when you spoke about even things in the past, because Jesus is not restricted to time. He can go back in time, and he can fix any problem, whether we were children. Jesus can actually go back to the time when that molestation took place. He can go back to the time where you saw dad abuse mom. He can go back and heal those things. And so putting that in a nutshell itself, how can that woman actually begin to learn to be obedient to God? Because she can't please the husband. The husband can't please the wife until they first learn how to please God. What is the first requirement that you would say that woman must do so that they can please the Lord?
Amen. We must go back to the Word of God. Like you said, it's impossible to please God without faith and learning about God's Word. And you know, like I was saying, the scripture that I was telling you before, he would not hold no good things from them that walk up right before him. If that wife go down in sackcloth and ashes before the Lord and continuously seek his face, that husband will change. That husband has to change, because God will change that husband because of the wife's prayers. her consistently seeking him. How do you know, Mildred? Amen. Even in our relationship, many times, you know, we went down in prayer together. Amen. And God began to do things in my life. He began to do things in your life. And he began to bring these things in action because of our obedience to him, because of our surrendering over to the things of God. And these are the things God, he specializes in these things. And then when we obey God, that woman, that's my inspirational thing out to you. If you go before, my encouragement to you, you go out before the Lord and just truly give over to the things of God.
Should she ask God to change him, or should she ask God to change herself? Because as you said before, God ain't going to make us do anything.
Exactly. We have to ask God to change us. And when we change, he changes us. Amen. We become that husband now. See the love of God in that wife, and things begin to change. And because of the obedience toward things of God. Lord, it's me. It's not my husband, and not my mama, not my sister, not my brother. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. And when we go before God like that and say, Lord, here I am. Change me. You'll see the things. You know, a lot of times we don't want to confess that. Amen, that it's us.
I'll tell you what, because there's a lot of brothers and sisters out there, and they call us after, many times after the broadcast is over, and we appreciate that. We'll do anything we can. But while we're on the air, if you had a call that you wanted to, and you wanted to call and just address a particular circumstance that's happening with your marriage or your potential marriage, you can give us a call even right now at 318-484-2500, and maybe you just desire prayer for your marriage. Maybe you desire a closer walk with God. Maybe you said, Bishop Townsend, what you and Minister Mildred are speaking about is something that we like, because me and my husband, we're living this masquerade. Every day we go to church, we function together. But the truth of the matter is, you know what? There's a smile on my face, but it's only there trying to fool the public. Yes, this happens, brothers and sisters. It's going on. There are people that put on the masquerade. The ministry is going on because they can't. I mean, how many of you saw the video about Tammy Faye and Jim Baker, how they put on that masquerade for you? Let me tell you something. That's happening right in the African-American church today.
Mm.
That's happening in the white church today. That's happening in the Hispanic church today. That's happening in the African church today. These masquerades that are being put on display each and every day, because one thing about it, no, it's got nothing to do with men coming from Venus and women from Mars. One thing about it is, as Minister Mildred said, until we come back to the realization of who we are and what we are and who we belong to, this world is in a dire strait because Satan has messed us up. Now, one of the things that I want to share with you, many marriages are destroyed because many husbands and wives have got caught up in pornography. They got caught up in pornography years ago. And that spirit of perversion overtook them. And so, therefore, as I shared with God's people many times, you bring your baggage of the world over even until your marriage. And until these things, Minister Mildred, are renounced in the life of people. I was just not long ago speaking to a young lady who told me she was over her cousin's house, and the cousins got together and they raped their own cousin. Okay, so these things happen even when children are young and they carry those lifestyles, and even over into their married life, they carry the hurt, the shame, and the guilt, and they never even express to their husbands. And many husbands have played the part of molesters and rapers.
Oh, yes.
And they've never even expressed to their wives that, you know, they did this, and because another cousin helped them do this as younger children. These things are happening in the body of Christ day by day. That's right. Pastors. That's right. Female pastors. You were raped as an early age, and yet to still. And then you wonder why you've been through 3 and 4 marriages. It didn't work. Things that happened in your life. Men. Have gone through 5 and 6 marriages because something that you saw happen in your earlier years between your mother and father. This is what Moments of Inspiration is about. It's about addressing the whole man, Minister Mildred.
Amen.
So that people can be made whole again. But one of the things is, even though you didn't call today, there is a number you can call immediately after the broadcast, and we will counsel with you. We will stand in agreement with you. And many times, you know, people call, and I ask them, I say, well, do you have pastors? And they say, well, yes. I says, well, have you consulted your pastor about this? Yes, but he or she has not really given us the adequate information that we need to help us get the ball rolling in the right direction. They say just give it to Jesus. Well, sometimes it's a little more than just giving it to Jesus. A person has to be brought to understand how to bring a thing to Jesus and how because sometimes they need a listening ear, Minister Mildred, to go to, and then they can stand in agreement together. Because let me tell you something. I was just sharing with my wife earlier before we came to the station. There was a young Caucasian young man that I used to work with years ago. And when I used to work with this young man, he was ready to commit suicide in the bathroom. He had some razor blades. He was ready to slit his wrist, and he was ready to kill himself. And when I went in there, I said, well, what's wrong with you? He said, well, don't nobody love me.
My Lord.
And I said, well, yeah, I love you. He said, well, you don't even know me. Mm. How can you love me? I said, I can love you because I know who I am.
Yes.
You see, it's not until you know who you are that you can love that husband. You can't love that wife. You know, many wives say, I want a husband. But see, my sister, you got to first love you.
Come on. That's right.
My brother, you're looking for a wife, and you say, well, I don't want to be lonely. But you first got to love you. You got to realize that you are complete in Jesus Christ. But anyway, Minister Mildred, the young man was finna kill himself. And I had to tell him, and I said, I love you. And he said, no, you don't. You just tell him. And I said, no, I don't. And before I knew it, because the love of Christ was overwhelming in me, we were standing in a public bathroom at the job, and I said, come here. And I hugged him. Mm-hmm. Thank God didn't nobody walk in at that time.
Yeah, thank God. Because they said, y'all were gay and stuff. Gay stuff.
Yeah, they said they was gay. But the truth of the matter is, that was the true agape.
Yes.
It was not gay. It was agape.
Yes,
love
right.
of
That's
Jesus
right.
coming out in me. And later on, that young man told me, Minister Mildred, he said, well, you know, for 3 years, Bishop Townsend, I was raped by a neighbor.
My Lord Jesus.
And he was confused in his sexuality. And many times, brothers and sisters, these are the things that are unfolding. These are the things that have to be addressed.
Amen.
No, we don't put down gays. We don't put down homosexuals.
That's
we don't
right.
put them down. I, let me tell you something. I will not put down a homosexual unless I can put down the homemonger with him.
Mm.
I will not put down the homemonger unless I can put down the fornicator.
Yes.
I will not put down the fornicator unless I can put down the adulterer. In other words, when you committed one sin, you're guilty of all them.
That's the word.
You understand? I will not put down the whoremonger without telling that liar that you're on your way to hell too.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I will not tell the liar that you know what you okay because you ain't involved in witchcraft. Let me tell you something. All sin is unrighteousness. And when I began to let the young man know that, you know what, this was not your fault. He was confused about his sexuality. He was confused about things because his mother ended up in a mental institution.
Yes,
but you
yes.
see, this is what true ministry is about,
That's
Minister
it.
Mildred.
That's it.
This is ministry is not just in the church. We think it's just on the church or on the radio. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred are available at any time. There are many of you out there now that have experienced these things. You might be 65, 70 years old, but there's some horrific things that have went on in your life.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. What happens is when a young girl is molested at an early age, they begin to take on a spirit of domination.
Yes, Lord.
That spirit of Jezebel.
Yes.
Begins to take them over. What do you mean, Jezebel? We thought Jezebel was a witch. Uh-uh. It's a dominating spirit. Mm. That same spirit of Jezebel in the world will cause a woman to become what's called a dominatrix. You know what a dominatrix is?
Yes.
They dress up in black leather and they go around and whip men and for the pleasure of these men who want to be ruled over by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Jezebel ruled over her husband Ahab.
Mm.
Ahab was a weak, wimpish man as a king over Israel.
Yellowish.
Amen. He was very gullible. And the thing about it is that these type of spirits are still available.
Sure
and they don't care. They operate. Let me tell you something. Ahab can operate in a woman.
Sure can.
That's why a man can brutally beat her.
Amen.
Jezebel can operate in a man.
That's it.
To where he brutally beats his wife.
That's the truth.
Uh-huh.
Spirit
Ahab can operate. That's it. They don't have gender.
That's right.
They don't have gender. So we want you to understand the truth of what you're up against. And unless you understand about demonic warfare, you won't understand. But that's why Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred are coming on Moments of Inspiration to make you aware of the demonic strongholds that are emanating day by day. Don't forget that we live in a capital in a region where many demonic things, and they're constantly coming over here. I mean, that just because people are using the name of Jesus Christ, they're still using demonic influence. They're still using sorcery. They're still using witchcraft. They're still using these things. Praise be to God. But Minister Miller, we've got to get ready to go up off here now. And anything you want to share, we've got about 30 seconds.
Amen. We just want to thank God for just this day, this broadcast. Pray that many homes, that's my prayer, that God will restore in this end time, that God will come and do what he said he'll do. If we do our part.
Praise be to God. You can call that number right now, immediately after we go off the broadcast. What is that number, Minister Mildred?
Yes, 662-704-0630.